Hello, Jess Granger.
Hey, Jessica, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to chat right now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Sorry I didn't get back to you on Friday. I had to unexpectedly leave a little early, so I'm just coming in.
No problem.
Getting right back to you this morning. I had a couple things I wanted to run by you. So, first of all, I have some initial feedback from the underwriting department. Basically, what they're telling me right now is that the total amount that you have on your current balance compared to your sales, we're not able to do a full refinance at this point. They did. I asked a few questions. They say that it looks like you're probably just about 2 months out from getting that balance with the current payments you're making right now down to a point that we would be able to refinance you out of it and give you a lower monthly output. So right now, if I did have any options for you, all it would be is a second position loan. It would give you extra capital, but that would also increase your monthly output because it would mean taking on a second loan. I didn't think that that was exactly what we were looking for right now. I think you're more looking for lowering that monthly output. So I just wanted to run it by you. I could get some options in place for you if you guys did need some capital right now, but it looks like we're probably 2 months out from being able to do a full refinance to get you a lower rate on the current loan. What do you think about that whole situation?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Would you want me to put together some options for a second position loan for you?
I got to look at the contract with this company for this other loan. It almost makes it sound like we can't.
To take an additional loan in addition to the one that you currently have. Okay. I'm pretty familiar with that. To give you kind of like the honest answer on what it is, pretty much every loan that you have is going to have, it's called like an exclusivity agreement, where it basically states that you can't go outside for funding.
Right.
And that's in pretty much every loan contract, but I will let you know that the industry norm, just about everybody does it. It happens all the time. My customers do it to me as well. We have it in our loans. We try to get them to come back to us. The reason for that is that you go back to them if you need additional funds. Now, I know your particular situation with the finance company that you did it with. I don't know if you're very interested in going back to them just because looking at the rate that they have with you guys is outrageous. So if that's your reasoning for being hesitant toward moving forward, it's not a deal breaker. You still can take on an additional loan. What it would do, though, is it would pretty much disqualify you from being able to get a second loan from your current financer. If that's something you're not worried about, then I would say don't worry about it. But
no, I'm totally not worried about that.
That's
not something that I want to do. It was a horrible loan.
That's what I thought, yeah. Now, for your current situation right now, I mean, really what I see is you have two options. You know, we could get a couple options in place for some additional cash right now, or we're looking at, you know, waiting the 2 months to get to the point where we can completely pay it off. Now, are you guys in a position where you need some extra cash right now?
Well, I have a new therapist that's starting November 1st.
Okay. All right.
And then the problem, like when we have a new therapist starting, we have to front them for a few months while we get them credentialed with Medicare.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So that's what I'm working on. And I guess if I don't want to, you know, we could use funds earlier, but at the same time, I don't want to lose the opportunity to refinance the whole thing 2 months.
Exactly. Okay, so and a little feedback on that. So that is something that comes into play. If we were to do a second position loan right now to give you that, you know, a little additional capital, it would hinder the total amount we'd be able to get to you in 2 months because that's going to add to your debt right now, right?
Okay.
Now, it's not going to completely eliminate the option. I think what it would do, though, is push back that time frame a little further. So you would have some additional cash from us, But then you'd be pushing back maybe a month or two further to get to the point where your debt ratio would be low enough to get a full payoff loan. Now, okay. The problem with that is you're going to be pushing the current loan that you have for another 2 months paying that rate that you're with, which is going to be costly to you. Now, it's kind of a decision that you would have to make on your end is if that cost is something that you're willing to take to be able to have that cash right now to take on your new therapist.
Right. I guess it depends what, how much additional cash we could get right now and what that would cost. So I
absolutely
figure out, do I want to proceed or do I want to wait?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we should be thinking about if that is something we want to consider. So to give me an idea, because I want to give you something that makes sense, what is, let's say, the minimum amount if we were to get you some additional cash that would work for you right now? Because I would suggest taking just what you need, because the more you take, the longer we're going to push the overall refinancing back. So currently, right now, if we want to do a second position, I would say take just what you need. So do you have any idea of maybe a ballpark figure of what we would shoot for that?
And then what would the payback period be? How long would that be?
So I don't have the details for that just because I didn't submit for these programs because I wanted to make sure that it's something that you would actually be interested in. But typically, you know, I can give you like a general idea. It's going to be a shorter term. It'll probably be something along the lines of 6 months to a year for this second position one. And with that, when the time comes to do the full overall refinancing loan, we would refinance both of the loans at the same time.
Into what sort of a term would the full refinance? Would that go into like a 3 to 5 year or something?
Exactly, yeah. What I'm seeing is probably 3.
Okay.
So I guess
that would push me out another... So I'd be pushed out like 4 months from the refinance.
Depending on how much we would do for this second position loan right now. And I can probably, once I get a figure of what I can get in amount for you, I can play with kind of the term to get a payment that would get us more in line with the time that we want the refinance to happen. Because the amount that you're paying on this second position loan ultimately will be bundled into your overall refinancing package. So it gives me some flexibility with the types of payments we can do, and I can work to fit it in to try to get that refinance as soon as possible.
Okay.
But I just need to know, I guess, just a minimum amount so I can try to put that package together for you.
Just basically, I'm just thinking out loud. What I'm thinking is I want to be able, you know, for 4 months to cover, like, that loan amount.
Oh, okay.
My crappy loan amount. I want
to
cover that and to be able to cover payroll for my new person.
Sure. So it would be pretty much the cost of your payments for your current loan for about 4 months plus the cost of your new payroll addition.
My new person. So it's November. So looking at October, November, December, January. So 10.
20.
Probably about 35.
35, okay. And that makes sense because I have you right now. Is it about, it's a little over $5,000 that you're doing on your current loan a month, right?
Yeah, and I think I didn't get a response on the balance from that, but I think that if I calculated out correctly from March, I think that that's down to like 80-ish.
Down to 80, okay.
At this point. Yeah.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay, so these are good numbers. I think I can get something that's going to make sense then. Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to underwriting and try to get a couple options here for a second position loan that's going to make sense with to get you that amount. And I also want to get something that's going to fit in with the plan for the overall payoff coming up in 4 months.
Yeah, that's what I'd like. So I'd like to be able to plan and know that I'm going in a direction that I want to go in.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
Okay, perfect. So this might take me a day or so. At the very least, I will give you a call tomorrow morning just to keep you updated on where we are.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Did you have any other questions for me while I'm on the line?
No, that's it for now.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the time, and I'll give you a call tomorrow morning.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Jessica.
Okay, bye-bye.